This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Back to my favorite topic, housing. It's one of the last big industries to be truly changed by technology, which is why billions of dollars are now flowing into so-called prop tech startups, companies hoping to disrupt the way we buy, sell, and rent housing. Some advocates are hoping technology can help solve the shortage of affordable housing, but so far, that's not really happening. Emily Badger wrote about it for the New York Times. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Amy. So broadly speaking, what is prop tech and why is there all this money flowing into it?
So prop tech is short for tech companies that are interested in properties or the housing market or sort of the built environment. And, you know, there are all kinds of different angles to how tech companies are interested in real estate. You know, there are people out there who are trying to disrupt the realtor industry, who are trying to change financing models for how people buy homes. And from a venture capital perspective, this is all an enormous part of the economy that tech has not been very involved in. So a lot of people are looking at it as this big source of opportunity going forward.
But you write that these companies have yet to really make a dent in what most people think is the big problem and the big need in housing, which is affordability. Why not?
Well, a lot of these companies, I don't think they think of their core mission as solving the housing crisis or solving the housing problem. You know, many of them are trying to solve very sort of specific problems having to do with, you know, the marketplace of how roommates connect to each other or how property managers manage their assets. They're not necessarily sort of aimed at trying to figure out fundamentally how do we create housing that is more affordable on a much larger scale than currently exists.
You did talk with a nonprofit called Enterprise Community Partners that's working with a venture capital firm to invest in companies trying to tackle affordability. Give me an example.
So Enterprise Community Partners is this very old nonprofit national housing organization that, you know, is very sort of well respected and does a lot of work in the affordable housing sector. And they have begun partnering recently with a just a couple-year-old venture capital firm based in New York called MetaProp that is specifically focused on prop tech. And, you know, most of the people I know in the housing policy world are deeply skeptical of technology's ability to solve any of these problems. And so here you have people at Enterprise who are very much embedded in the housing policy world. And if they think that maybe there are some tech solutions out there and they want to help find them, you know, that's sort of intriguing to me.
And what did they find? They have found some companies making small inroads on affordability?
Yeah. I mean, so Enterprise has already invested in a couple of companies. And one of the companies that they have already invested in, for instance, is Point Digital Finance. And what this company does is it's basically sort of offering people who already own homes an alternative to like a home equity line of credit. So they're saying, you know, you've got all this equity in your home. It's impossible for people to get access to it. And so we'll give you, say, $80,000 of your home equity in exchange for a share of the appreciation in your house that's going to occur over the next couple of years and the time, you know, that it takes you to pay that money back. And, you know, that financing model could solve the problem that it would help people who own homes finance and construct granny flats or backyard cottages, like small secondary housing units. In theory, this could help create more housing supply at a small scale, but, you know, a small scale in lots of people's backyards could add up to hundreds, thousands of units in various cities.
So last month, both Microsoft and Mark Zuckerberg's charity, the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative, pledged hundreds of millions of dollars for affordable housing, but they're not investing in technology to solve this problem. What is their approach?
So, you know, it's really notable to me that these big players in the tech industry, when they said, we want to get involved in this problem, we want to be part of the solution to the housing crisis, they did not say, what we're going to do is invest lots of money into tech startups that could help solve the housing crisis. You know, they said, instead, we're going to spend the money sort of shoring up the lack of subsidies that make affordable housing possible. And both of them also said that, you know, they were going to make an effort to advocate for the public policy solutions to this. And, you know, for quite a lot of people, I think that those things are much more likely to be the solution. You know, we just need more money in order to construct affordable housing, and we need better laws in order to make it possible.
All right. Emily Badger writes for The Upshot at The New York Times. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.